Okay, so if you've been keeping up with the markets lately, it's been a wild ride, right?
Yeah.
Up, down, all around, feels like you're on a roller coaster.
It does.
Well, today we are going to do a deep dive into the latest U.S. and global market data, all coming from March 15th, 2025.
Right.
But, we're going to go deeper than just what the numbers are telling us. We
Absolutely.
want to really figure out what's going on, what's driving all of this and what it means for you personally.
Yeah.
For your finances, for your investments, for your, everyday life.
Definitely.
So, are you ready to sort of get informed and empowered?
Let's do it.
All right, so let's just jump right in and start with the U.S. markets.
No.
Because there was some pretty big news on March 15th. The Dow Jones, that's kind of a big benchmark,
Right.
had a huge jump. It went up 674 points, which is a 1.7% increase.
Big jump.
A big jump. Yeah, and it wasn't just the Dow, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. They also saw gains.
Right.
The NASDAQ was up 2.6% and the S&P 500 was up 2.1%.
Right.
So, on the surface, it looks like things are, kind of bouncing back.
Yeah.
But before we get too excited, we have to look at what happened in early trading on the 15th.
Right.
Because there were actually some declines then.
Yes. So, it makes you wonder, is this rebound, is it just temporary? Is it just a blip?
Right.
Or is this the beginning of a longer term recovery?
Yeah, are we actually starting to turn a corner here, or is this just a, a little bump in the road?
Exactly.
And of course, one of the big things that everyone's watching is the Federal Reserve. What are they going to do about interest rates?
Right.
Because a lot of people are speculating that they might cut rates. Now, on the one hand, we know that rate cuts can stimulate economic growth.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, they can also lead to inflation.
Right. That's the tricky part.
So how do we make sense of this?
Yeah.
What should we be paying attention to when we're thinking about interest rate cuts?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that the impact of rate cuts is not going to be the same across all sectors of the economy.
Right.
Some sectors, like real estate, for example, tend to benefit more from lower interest rates.
Yeah.
Other sectors might not see as much of an impact.
Right.
And then, there's also the risk of something called a liquidity trap, which is where, even if the Fed cuts rates, it doesn't actually stimulate lending and investment. So it's a really complex situation, and I think the Fed has a very difficult job right now trying to kind of navigate these choppy
It's like
waters.
they're walking a tightrope, right?
Exactly.
Trying to find that balance.
Right.
And speaking of things being a little bit unpredictable, let's talk about tech stocks.
Okay.
Because, some of the big names like Nvidia and Apple, they've been, their stock prices have been going up and down.
Yeah, very volatile.
Super volatile.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they are showing some signs of recovery, which, some people are interpreting as a sign that maybe, the overall market sentiment is starting to improve a little bit.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic, I think.
Okay.
It's great to see those companies starting to rebound, but you have to remember that, they're not always a reflection of the broader market. There are a lot of other factors at play here, and one of the big ones that's really weighing on the markets right now is the ongoing trade tensions between the US and Europe.
Right.
This tariff standoff, it's creating a lot of uncertainty.
It's like it's always in the background, like this,
It is.
looming threat.
Yeah, it's a big contributor to the volatility that we're seeing. And,
Yeah.
the thing is, trade wars, they hurt everyone in the long run. Nobody wins. And the fact that even the successful US government funding negotiations that happened recently, they only provided kind of a short-term relief.
Right.
It really highlights just how precarious the situation is.
So amidst all of this, uncertainty and volatility, are there any bright spots? Are there any companies that are doing well that are, kind of telling a different story?
Yeah, actually, one company that comes to mind is Ulta Beauty.
Okay.
Their recent earnings report was a really pleasant surprise. They exceeded
Oh,
expectations,
wow.
which suggests that at least in some sectors, consumer spending remains strong.
Interesting. So it's not all, doom and gloom. There are still pockets of strength out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Even with all the economic jitters and the trade tensions, there are still some positive signs.
Okay, so we've talked about the U.S. market, but let's zoom out a little bit and look at the global picture.
Okay.
Because, the U.S. is obviously a major player, but it's not the only player.
Right.
So it's happening globally.
Well, globally, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, and the NASDAQ composite are all up, but they're still below the recent highs that we saw.
Okay.
And a lot of this is driven by anxieties about a potential U.S. economic slowdown. Which would have ripple effects around the world.
Right, because the U.S. economy is so interconnected with the rest of the world.
Exactly.
That, you know, if the U.S. sneezes, the rest of the world catches a cold or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And of course, you know, one of the big things that everyone's waiting to see is what the Federal Reserve is going to do about interest rates.
Right.
Because that's going to have a big impact, not just on the U.S. economy, but on the global economy as well.
Yeah. The anticipation is palpable.
Right.
Everyone's kind of holding their breath, waiting to see what they're going to do.
And you know, a lot of people are talking about, you know, things like inflation and the 10-year Treasury yield.
Right.
And, you know, I have to admit, like, sometimes I hear these terms and I'm like, okay, I know they're important, but like, what do they actually mean for me?
Yeah.
You know, like, what does this have to do with my everyday life?
Well, so inflation basically means that prices are rising.
Right.
And moderate inflation is actually a good thing because it means that the economy is growing.
Right.
But if inflation gets too high, then it can start to erode purchasing power. Yeah. And that's when it becomes a problem.
So it's like a Goldilocks situation. Well, you don't want it too hot. You don't want it too cold.
Exactly.
You want it just right.
Right.
Okay. And then what about the 10-year Treasury yield?
So the 10-year Treasury yield basically reflects how much investors are willing to pay for U.S. government debt.
Okay.
And when that yield goes up, it means that investors are more uncertain about the future. And they're demanding a higher return on their investment.
So a higher yield means more uncertainty?
Yeah, generally speaking.
Okay.
And this yield, it actually directly affects borrowing costs for things like mortgages and loans.
Oh, okay.
So it does have a real impact on your wallet.
So it's not just some abstract financial thing. It actually like trickles down to like
it does.
What we pay for things.
It does.
It affects everything.
Wow. Okay, so we've talked about kind of the big picture stuff, but let's dive into some specific sectors.
One sector that's been getting a lot of attention lately is artificial intelligence, AI.
Right.
It feels like everybody's talking about AI.
It's all the hype right now.
It is. It's like the hot topic. And there's a lot of investment pouring into AI, but it's also a very volatile sector.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about that? Like, why is there so much volatility in AI?
Well, you know, I think AI is a prime example of what we call valuation-driven volatility.
Okay.
There's so much potential there.
Right.
You know, these technologies are amazing.
Right.
But investors are struggling to figure out, like, what is the true value of these companies?
Right, because it's still so new.
Exactly. It's like the Wild West out there.
Yeah.
And so that uncertainty leads to big price swings.
So it's like a roller coaster within a roller coaster.
Pretty much.
Wow. Another big player on the global scene is China. And, you know, China's economy has been growing rapidly for decades.
Right.
But recently they've been trying to shift their focus from, you know, export driven growth to more consumer driven growth. So can you talk a little bit about that and what the implications are for the global market?
Yeah. So, you know, China's actions, they have a significant impact on the rest of the world.
Right.
They are the world's second largest economy.
Right.
And so if they are successful in their efforts to stimulate consumer spending, it could have a really positive ripple effect around the globe.
So it's something to watch.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
So we've got all these moving pieces. You know, we've got rebounds and dips. We've got inflation. We've got interest rates. We've got tariffs, trade wars, AI, China. Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot to keep track of.
It's a lot to keep track of. So is there anything else that you think we should be paying attention to as we try to make sense of this crazy market?
Well, you know, oil prices are always a factor.
Right.
They've been fluctuating quite a bit lately.
Right.
And then there's gold, which is considered a safe haven asset. And we've seen gold prices steadily climbing.
Interesting.
Which, you know, again, suggests that there's a lot of uncertainty in the market.
Right.
And then, you know, even Bitcoin, which is kind of its own little world.
Yeah.
It's seen a bit of a comeback recently, but it's still very volatile.
Right.
And I think that reflects kind of the overall uncertainty that's permeating the markets right now.
Yeah. It seems like the next few weeks are going to be pretty crucial, you know, in terms of determining where things are headed.
Absolutely.
So what should we be watching for specifically?
Well, keep an eye on the upcoming consumer price index release. That's going to give us a sense of, you know, how inflation is trending. And then, of course, the Federal Reserve meeting.
Right.
Everyone's going to be watching that very closely to see if they signal any changes in interest rate policy.
So, you know, big things are coming up.
Big things, yeah.
So to kind of wrap things up, it sounds like, you know, the market is giving us some mixed signals right now.
Yeah.
There are some glimmers of hope, but there's still a lot of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the key takeaway here for our listeners?
I think the key takeaway is that knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more you understand about these factors, the better equipped you'll be to make informed decisions about your own finances.
Right. It's not about panicking. It's about being informed.
Exactly.
And making smart choices.
Right.
Based on, you know, the best information that we have.
And you know, one thing that I think is really fascinating is how much investor psychology plays into all of this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not just about the numbers. It's about fear and confidence and speculation and all of these emotions.
Right.
They really drive the markets in a lot of ways.
It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy sometimes, right?
It can be.
Like if everybody's afraid, then the market goes down.
Exactly.
And if everybody's feeling confident, then the market goes up.
Right. So understanding those underlying currents
mm-hmm.
can really give you a much better grasp of, you know, what's driving the market's movements.
So it's not just about reading the headlines. It's about like reading between the lines.
Exactly.
And understanding the psychology.
Yes.
So do your research, stay informed, and remember, you know, we're all in this together.
We are.
We're all trying to navigate these crazy financial waters.
That's right.
And, you know, hopefully come out on top.
Absolutely.
So thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the market. And we'll see you next time.
Sounds good.